This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The stage is all set for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies spread across seven states and one union territory will go to polls in this phase. Polling will be held in 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. Additionally, polling for the remaining 42 assembly constituencies of the Odisha State Assembly will also take place simultaneously. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting. Election officers have been instructed to implement measures to mitigate the challenges posed by scorching temperatures, safeguarding the health and well-being of voters and poll officials. Over 10,90,000 polling officials have been deployed for the conduct of polls. Over 10 crore 60 lakh electors will decide the fate of contestants. A total of 201 international border check posts and 906 interstate border check posts are keeping strict vigil on any illicit flow of liquor, drugs, cash and freebies. The political fate of prominent leaders, including Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur, and Congress leaders Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti, and TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee, will be decided in this phase. Counting for all phases will take place on the 4th of June. India's real GDP is estimated to grow by 8.2% in the financial year 2023-24 compared to the growth rate of 7% registered in the financial year 2022-23. According to the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, real GDP, or GDP at constant prices, is estimated to attain a level of over 173 lakh crore rupees in the year 2023-24. In a statement, the Ministry said nominal GDP, or GDP at current prices, is estimated to attain a level of over 295 lakh crore rupees in the year 2023-24, against 269.5 lakh crore rupees in 2022-23, showing a growth rate of 9.6%. The flood situation in Assam's 9 districts remain grim, with the water levels of major rivers rising and inundating vast tracts of land following incessant rainfall in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal. Around 2 lakh people have been affected in 386 villages in the districts of Nagaon, Karimganj, Hailakandi, West Karbi Anglong, Kasar, Hojai, Golaghat, Dima Hasao and Karbi Anglong due to flood and rain. Over 35,000 people have taken shelter in 95 relief camps. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 2 persons have died so far in the devastating floods across the state. Train services have been cancelled or short-terminated due to landslides along the half-long Badarpur rail route. Rescue operations have been intensified in flood-affected districts. In Manipur, flash flood continues to wreak havoc and Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. 3 persons have died in different flood-related incidents so far, while 1 person is missing. Army and central forces have been engaged in rescue works and affected families have taken shelter in relief camps. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the natural disasters in Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Tripura and West Bengal in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimal. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said his thoughts and prayers are with all those who have been affected there. The Prime Minister said he took stock of the prevailing situation and the central government has assured all possible support to the states. He said officials are working on the ground to assist the affected people. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has stressed that tobacco poses a severe threat to public health. Addressing the gathering at the event organized to mark World No Tobacco Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Chandra highlighted that in India, tobacco-related diseases cause 13 lakh preventable deaths annually, which leads to significant economic burden on the country's healthcare system. He added that the government is continuously taking decisive action and enacting measures at local, national, regional and global levels to address the critical issue of tobacco use in the country. And with that, we end this news bulletin.